It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's that time of year again. Yeah, the tax time. This year, tax day fell on April 18th, and the 45th occupant of the Oval Office still refuses to release his tax returns. The first president to do so since Richard Nixon. Tricky Dick was so worried about being considered a crook that he started the tradition.
I made my mistakes, but in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
The previous most corrupt president of my lifetime looks like a paragon of virtue next to this one who just won't admit that he's hiding some nefarious dealings.
Will you release any of your tax returns for the public to scrutinize?
Well, we're working on that now. Very big returns, as you know, and I have everything all approved and very beautiful.
I hate taxes.
Sure, if the audit is finished, I'll do it as fast as the audit's finished.
Tax is gonna break my back, I swear. Don't you know I pay a lot more than my share? I hate taxes.
I can't do it until the audit is finished, obviously. Nobody would ever put out their return that's under an audit. I'm always audited by the IRS, which I think is very unfair. I don't know, maybe because of religion, maybe because of the fact that I'm a strong Christian and I feel strongly about it, and maybe there's a bias.
Huh? What the?
I'm not releasing the tax returns because, as you know, they're under audit.
But every president since the 70s has had a required audit from the IRS.
It's bad enough that the tax cheat-o keeps lying about it, but even worse that he makes his minions do it too.
It's been covered before. It's the same thing that was discussed during the campaign trail. The president is under audit. It's a routine one. It continues. And I think that the American public know clearly where he stands. This was something that he made very clear during the election cycle. In the one time that it was done, I think the people understand, you know, how successful the president's been and how much he's paid in taxes. So we're under the same audit that existed, and so nothing has changed.
Is it time to say once and for all the president is never going to release his tax returns?
We'll have to get back to you on that.
If you want, really?
Really?
So he may.
No, I said I'd have to get back to you on that. I think that he is still under audit. The statement still stands.
Don't hold your breath on that "we'll get back to you" line. But the "he's being audited" excuse is wearing thin, as Senator Tom Cotton learned the hard way at a town hall meeting last week.
Have him release those returns so that we can see what kinds of connections he has with different countries around the world and what tax proposals would personally benefit him and his family.
As far as I'm aware, the president says he's still under audit. And he said he's got to.
So the apprenticeant began trotting out this tired tale, too.
You know, the only one that cares about my tax returns are the reporters, okay? They're the only ones.
But the American public is concerned about
it? No, I don't think so. I won.
Do you believe?
I mean, I became president. No, I don't think they care at all. I think you care.
But on Saturday, April 15th, many thousands marched in dozens of states demanding that he release them, once again proving Dump wrong.
No more secrets, no more lies. Show your taxes, show your lies.
We do care about Trump's taxes. We do care about accountability and making sure he's being honest with the American people. And I think it's easy for him to ignore the majority of Americans who didn't vote for him. But when everybody's marching in almost 200 cities in America and including in other countries, it's a lot harder to ignore that. It's a lot harder to ignore when he picks up the paper tomorrow and sees all the headlines about these marches and sees the big giant chickens.
Obviously, the marches got under his skin. As Twitler tweeted, "I did what was almost an impossible thing to do for a Republican. Easily won the Electoral College. Now tax returns are brought up again." Followed a few minutes later by another one. "Someone should look into who paid for the small organized rallies yesterday. The election is over." Actually, someone should tell him this has nothing to do with the election. Every April, every sitting president since Nixon has released his tax returns, audit or not. By the way, according to the Washington Post, the marches were sponsored by a coalition of 69 organizations, and as far as I can tell, not a single marcher has received a check from George Soros. But that didn't stop Fox and Fiend from somehow saying it was election related.
Some folks in Los Angeles and here in New York just apparently forgot that the election is over, and so they continue to call for President Trump to release his tax returns.
Pew Research did a study, and in January they said that 2/3 of Americans do think the president has an obligation to release their tax returns, but if you read President Trump's tweets, he was saying, get over it, I won, and we're here to make America great again.
Well, exactly. Guys, the election is over. I don't know what people still believe they're protesting other than to attempt to muddy the waters and try to discredit this president, which so far hasn't worked, so.
Hey, Fox, when even one of your most heinous disagrees with you, it's time to give it up. This is deadbeat dad and former Congressman Joe
Walsh. Does the president have an obligation to release his taxes even though he won?
Yes, I'm a Trump supporter. He should release his taxes. Absolutely, Katie. And I do think this issue will come back and bite him in the butt.
Maybe Tuesday in Georgia.
I got good news.
If you appreciate these What's News segments and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a donation. Visit NicoleSandler.com/donate for more information.